I'm Shelley Delaney, and this weekend marks the return of the Popular Garden Tour brought to you by the Southeast Alaska Gardeners Association. So joining us now, a couple of garden nerds. That's their names for themselves. I didn't make that up. Pat Harris and Deb Rudis. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thanks so much for being here. So you both serve on the board for the Master Gardeners Association. Tell me a little bit about what you do in that role.
Well, I'm just on the board, so mostly just support for the executive folks of the board. So I volunteered to do the publicity for the garden tour, so that's why I'm here today.
A big job. Yeah. Thanks for being here. How about you?
And I'm a member at large as well, so I'm on the three of us are on the garden tour committee, so that took up a lot of our time just planning this for this season. And you have to start pretty far in advance to try to get your gardens lined up and the docents lined up, etc.
What takes the most time in the planning process?
It's all these little pieces that have to get put together in a timely manner. So everyone gets farmed. We all farm out. Chrissy farmed out all the little duties for us, and I think that worked out really well, because otherwise it would be too time-consuming. Between getting advertising, getting gardens, getting a person to coordinate the docents, and hoping that the weather is good.
That takes a lot of time.
The weather.
About the weather.
So tell me a little bit about the what we'll see on this year's garden tour. It takes place this Saturday, correct?
Correct.
And you can purchase tickets in advance, or you can purchase tickets on Saturday. It takes place mostly out in the valley. You guys can... I know a little bit about it, but you guys know a lot more.
Okay, well, the tour starts at 11 o'clock. It's 11 to 4. And you can do the gardens in any order you like. Tickets are available online at the Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners Association website, and you can also buy a ticket at the garden number 7 on the tour. So
you can start with 7.
You could start with 7 if you don't have a ticket that you've purchased online.
There's 8 gardens, and since they're spaced out, there'll be information when people get their tickets about where to park, because you always can't park in front of people's houses. Mm-hmm. And as we have said to other folks in advance, the bathrooms in the host's house are not available, so there's lots of public bathrooms along the route that people can use as well. So that's an important thing to remember, because it's a long afternoon.
That is a good reminder, especially for someone like me. Now, I know all the gardens are going to be stunning, but is there anything in particular that you're most looking forward to seeing, or that you think will be a real treat for the attendees?
There's some really unique things about each garden, and one person has an amazing kiwi arbor that I think they said they started about 15 years ago, and it forms a beautiful shade over a little terrace, a little deck area at their house.
Is that an Arctic kiwi?
Yes.
Do you guys eat them?
Yes, when we get them. And there's another garden that's just, it's like a little garden in the woods, and it's just a lovely spot, and it's shady, and it's comfortable. There's another one that has a lot of raised beds. It's very natural looking and a beautiful little pond.
There is a CSA garden that is fantastic. He's raising vegetables for CSA, community-sponsored agriculture. I think that's what it means. And that's really interesting for us veggie gardeners, because he's got a lot of good tips going on there.
The focus, does it tend to be more on flowers or more on food, or is it both?
Well, that garden is mostly food, but he does have a few flowers. I'd say the majority of the gardens are a mix. People have a beautiful yard, and then they have an area set aside for vegetables, too. So would you agree, Deb?
Definitely.
How does one qualify to be on the garden tour?
You raise your hand.
You volunteer yourself in your garden. What if it's not as beautiful as some other gardens?
We're always looking for gardens, and every year we try to focus on a different part of the community. So some years it's mostly in Douglas or out the road, et cetera. But we really ask people to submit ideas for gardens to view, because it's a lot of people think their garden's not good enough. And that's what I thought about mine. And then, you know, you get 100 people coming and tell you how beautiful it is. It's like, I guess it's not so bad after all.
So, Shelley, you were asking about different features in different gardens, and the theme of the tour is Garden Delights. And what inspired that title was that you see all these different kinds of gardens, and there's a garden for every taste. So it's, to me, it was kind of like a box of chocolates, and that's how I came up with that.
I like that theme very much. That's sweet. Pun intended. Any first-timers on the tour this year?
Oh, yes. I think everybody's a first time.
Wow, really? So everyone will get to see all of these gardens for the first time.
Yes.
That's incredible. Wow, that's, is that, it seems to me like in the past we've talked about, you know, this tour and it's been, you know, yeah, gardens that are pretty well known and well established.
Yeah, we do get some repeats over the years. And I think this year, for some reason, there were some that they said, no, we already did it before, so let's find a new one. And we just lucked out that we did find all new ones.
I see. So is that always the goal, to find new gardens?
I think it's better to do that.
Yeah.
Or if a garden has changed a lot since it was on the tour before, it's nice to go back and see what the folks have done, you know, what, how they've developed it. So yeah, I don't think because it's been on the tour before that it's a no-show.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I know that people get creative around here. I mean, I think a lot of gardening is very creative, but here in Juneau, we have some extra challenges that you need to work around. So, I'm very curious to see how people have solved some of the gardening puzzles that the region presents. So, thank you both for organizing it. Is there anything you want to add before we say goodbye?
Yeah, if it's going to rain, make sure you bring your umbrella and wear appropriate footwear.
You know, that's a strange concept, but. It is going to rain again someday, and I think 50% chance is what the latest forecast said. So.
I don't think anybody's going to mind.
Prepared.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Deb Rudis and Pat Harris, for coming on today and talking to us about the garden tour. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Shelley.